I'm Dennis Crowley, and here is an update from the Institute on Religion and Democracy. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom has just released a report saying that Pakistan is a world leader in oppressing religious minorities. In the report, the commission states it is concerned that 36 people in Pakistan have either received the death sentence or are serving life in prison after being convicted of blasphemy. The commission says Russia is also a cause for concern because of its recent restrictions against Muslims and Jehovah's Witnesses. The commission is calling on the Obama administration to do more to support its statement that nations should respect their citizens' rights to believe as they wish, to change their faith, and to share their faith publicly. And the report recommends that Secretary of State Kerry continue to list Burma, China, Eritrea, Iran, North Korea, Saudi Arabia, Sudan, and Uzbekistan as countries of particular concern, or CPCs. Open Doors USA says several news sources are reporting that some of the 230 schoolgirls abducted from a northeastern town in Nigeria 2 weeks ago have been taken to neighboring Cameroon and Chad. A million women recently rallied in the capital city of Abuja to show their support for the missing girls and their families. Boko Haram militants stormed a school on April 14th and overpowered the security guards before placing the girls onto trucks. News reports indicate that 40 of the girls have been able to escape. The 63rd annual Day of Prayer has been held here in Washington. The 2014 theme is One Voice United in Prayer, emphasizing the need for individuals corporately and individually to place their faith in the unfailing character of the Creator, who is sovereign over all governments, authorities, and men. And Graham Lotz, the 2014 honorary chairman, wrote a special prayer that was read across the nation. And that's the latest update from the IRD. I'm Dennis Crowley.